See, saints need to know that. Everything I ever will do wrong, he's already forgiven me. All I need to do is ask and receive. He don't have to come and forgive me. He's already forgiven me. It's just like the sinner. That's what's going to be so tough on the sinner. He's been already saved, but he never received. That's what's tough. He's going to see, I'm in hell. And I don't even supposed to be here. I will redeem from this. Keep going. Never to return. Watch this. He canceled out every legal what? Violation we had on our record. Woo! Every legal violation on our record, he has canceled it out. That old arrest warrant. Any of y'all got some old arrest warrants out there? Don't hold your hand up. I might call the sheriff. No, he canceled out every legal violation we had on our record. And the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us, he erased it all. Everything Satan can accuse me, it been erased. It's not there. He can't find it. He erased it all. Our sin, our stain. So he deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed on him. No, they don't have it. Placed on him. All right. What verse was that? Verse 14. Let me finish it here. I've been placed, had everything. All right. Everything that we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there as a public display of cancellation. You nail it on the cross, you put everything, it's been canceled. It's a public display that everybody can see. It's not there. Everything you try to accuse me of, Satan, they can see you're lying. Because it's a public display. Everybody can see it. I know it. You know it. God knows it. Now get your lying self out of here. You're not going to ruin my life. While I have use and action in my limb, I'm going to serve my God. I'm not going to run this road. I'm not going to let you use me up for sin and garbage. I'm not going to live that kind of life. I'm not going to poke anything in me. I'm going to fill my heart with the word of God. God has given me his name. God has given me his spirit. God has given me the ability to pray. And God has given me the open invitation to come in the throne room whenever I want to. And he said, don't crawl in, son. Come in boldly to the throne of grace that you might attain mercy and find grace to help you in time of need. And when I have something that I need, I can go into the throne room and say, God, Father, in Jesus' name, here I am. I need this. Hallelujah. Look what he said. If you abide in me, John 15:7. And my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. What a prayer promise. What a prayer promise. Hallelujah. Then he gave us this. Hallelujah. John 14. John 13:14. Listen to this, John 14, Y'all can put up, go ahead. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this is not even talking about prayer here. This is talking about demanding your rights. Jesus said, when Satan run up against you trying to tell you that he's going to do this to you and this is going to happen to you and you're not going to have any of this and have any food, any clothes, any protection. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to lose this. I demand in the name of Jesus, take your hands off of my mind. I demand my rights. I'm holy. I'm redeemed. I'm a child of God. I am washed in the blood. I demand my right for peace. Now you get out of here. You're not going to come in here and disturb my sleep at night. For my angels encamp round about me to keep me in all of my ways. Not some of them, all of my ways of obedience. I demand my rights. You don't need to sleep outside like a, what they call a homeless person. I demand my rights. You don't need to live your life full of trouble. I demand my rights. I have a right to peace. What do you have a right to? I have a right to peace. Huh? Jesus said, my peace, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Huh? Neither let it be afraid. So you have a right to live free of trouble, fear, and sorrow. You have a name that is above every name. I was reading it last night, and I just saw it in a way. He said, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name, which is above every name. Did you hear what I said? It's above what? Every name. Every name. And that name is yours. That name is mine. You have a right to use it anytime, in any situation, against any stuff that's coming against you. But he don't want you to find out that truth. He want you to remain ignorant and unlearned and vulnerable. But when you find out that the greater one is in me, I have a name. And that name is mine. I have a key to my house. I don't unlock the door, but I say I do. But the key did it. But I just knew how to use it. That name will put any devil, any demon, any evil spirit, put them on the run. Every time, when you know it. But you're going to have to spend enough time with it to get to know. It's not up here that you do it. It's down here in your spirit when it becomes revelation to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter, in Acts chapter 3, got a revelation of that name. Acts chapter 3. Go ahead and put that up. No, we didn't finish. No, that's why she ran out. Let me go back there. We didn't finish. Colossians.